An exceptional dimming event for a massive, cool supergiant in M51, by Jacob E. Jenkson et al. We present the discovery of an exceptional dimming event in a cool supergiant star in the local volume spiral M51. The star, dubbed M51DS1, was found as part of a Hubble Space Telescope, HST, search for failed supernovae, SNE. The supergiant, which is plausibly associated with a very young, is less than or equal to 6 mega-years stellar population, showed clear variability, amplitude delta F814W approximately equals 0.7 mag, in numerous HST images obtained between 1995 and 2016, before suddenly dimming by greater than 2 mag in F814W sometime between late 2017 and mid-2019. In follow-up data from 2021, the star rebrightened, ruling out a failed supernova. Prior to its near disappearance, the star was luminous and red. MF814W is less than or equal to minus 7.6 mag, F606W F814W equals 1.9 to 2.2 mag. Modeling of the pre-dimming spectral energy distribution of the star favors a highly reddened, very luminous, log, L, Ellison, equals 5.4 to 5.7, star with TEF approximately equals 370-470K, indicative of a cool yellow or post-red supergiant, RSG, with an initial mass of approximately equals 26 to 40 MSN. However, the local interstellar extinction and circumstellar extinction are uncertain and could be lower. The near IR colors are consistent with an RSG, which would be cooler. TEF is less than or equal to 3700 kelvins and slightly less luminous. Log L Ellison equals 5.2 to 5.3, giving an inferred initial mass of approximately equals 19 to 22 MSN. In either case, the dimming may be explained by a rare episode of enhanced mass loss that temporarily obscures the star, potentially a more extreme counterpart to the 2019-2020 Great Dimming of Betelgeuse. Given the emerging evidence that massive evolved stars commonly exhibit variability that can mimic a disappearing star, our work highlights a substantial challenge in identifying true failed SNE. This was an exceptional dimming event for a massive, cool supergiant in M51, by Jacob E. Jenkson et al.